whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune.
Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and it's a pleasure to welcome into our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Kyle Anderson, the owner of Fun Company. And Kyle, welcome to the program, first of all.
Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you with us. Is Fun Company the official name of the business?
Well, actually, it's just Fun, but we go by a lot of things. Fun Company, the Fun Store, anything that has fun in it, we answer to.
Well, there you go. That sounds like a good idea. And Fun is located in where?
We are at 71 Cutler Street in Stonington, Connecticut, which is just outside the Stonington Borough.
Okay, so a beautiful area. If you haven't been down there, it's a wonderful time to go, particularly this time of year. The weather is nice, it's sunny, it's warm, and Fun is the kind of place that sounds like you want to go to have a good time in the summer.
Well, you can't name your store Fun and then have the experience be a drag. So we really try to make it fun. Whether you come in having a great day or you're struggling that day, we try to make sure everybody feels better when they leave after they've been to Fun.
All right. Well, let's get some details behind the scene. First of all, are you a longtime Connecticut resident or are you a transplant?
I'm a transplant. I grew up in New Mexico and came to...
You know, it's funny because almost everybody I interview grew up in New Mexico.
I'm sure. I came to Connecticut via Vermont. By way of New Mexico, which makes no sense. But okay. My husband grew up in the area, and the home he grew up in became available. So we bought it, and we moved down, and eventually bought Fun, and we're here for good.
So Fun was in existence before you took it over.
It was. It's been around for about 35 years. A woman named Janice Albamonte started it. She worked at a company called Building 19 that some of your listeners might remember from Boston.
Good stuff, cheap.
Yeah, they bought a little bit of everything and sold it cheap. And she took that idea, honed it a little bit, and just takes the best merchandise. Overstocks, samples, clearance items, everything first quality and high quality, and started Fun. And I bought it about 4 years ago.
So the store doesn't, people aren't going to walk in and find a camping aisle with everything in the correct place or a fishing tackle aisle with everything. It's always different? It's changing?
Every single day is different. A lot of stores can say they get new merchandise in all the time. We literally put out new merchandise every single day. We try to be organized, but customers, our regulars know that if someone's at the register, they'll be checking you out, and then they'll be taking two steps over to unpack boxes that our UPS guy just brought us. Mm-hmm. And that's, some of our customers love that best. They get to dig through and get first pick.
So Fun Company or Fun Store is not, it's not a, well, since we mentioned Building 19, I'll mention another chain, Spencer Gifts, for example.
They had
odd things that were fun.
Right.
But you're not like that.
No, it's all really nice, high-end merchandise. So we have over 3,000 square feet, which is really big for a retail, you know, mom-and-pop retail, and three rooms. So the first room is all better women's clothing, giftware, silly items, silly socks, candles, handbags and jewelry, a spa section. And then our middle room is all high-end bed linens, and our back room is my favorite room. It's the toy store. Hmm. So it's a, you know, it's nothing you would find at a Walmart or a Target. None of the toys are like that in there. They're all really fabulous wooden toys, games, learning things, fabulous books, and everything in the entire store, because of the way we buy, is priced at wholesale, which, for everyone's knowledge, that's basically half of what you would pay anywhere else.
So the items that are there are things that people might not know they need, but they need them, right?
Yes. We always say, you know, we don't sell bread or milk or fuel for your car. But there's definitely something in here you need. You don't know what it is until you walk in the door.
You know, a lot of Rhode Island people that listen to this program are reminiscing of the days of stores like Benny's, where they could go in and find things and get just about anything they wanted. And it sounds like you're kind of in that ball game, you know, of just having lots of neat stuff and surprises, because people grew up in this area and they would go to Ann and Hope or they would go to Benny's and they didn't know they needed all the stuff they bought.
That's exactly what happens. We often times have people come in and say, well, I needed a candle to give as a gift. Oh, but I found three shirts I love. And all together, they're the price of one shirt somewhere else. I'm the perfect example of that because Fun was always my favorite place to shop. And I'm a dietitian by training, and I was working in corporate health. I walked into Fun to buy a gift for a birthday that my daughters were going to. Ended up deciding, I really feel great when I'm in this store. I approached the owner, and 2 months later, I bought the store. So you never know what you're going to walk out with.
Well, I guess the good news is it was in your local area, and you didn't walk into Nordstrom.
True. But now that you bring up Nordstrom's, I mean, a lot of the products we have come directly from the higher-end department stores. Uh-huh. So Nordstrom's, Saks, Bloomingdale's, the better Macy's, these companies will buy too much, or the companies they buy from will overestimate how much those stores are going to buy from them. And we might not think about it that much, but clothing is really, in their eyes, perishable. So they'll never hold something over for the next spring. If they don't look like they're going to sell it all, they get rid of it in a fire sale. And that's where I come in. I buy it for pennies on the dollar. So you may see the same garments in Nordstrom's or Bloomingdale's that you'll see at Fun at the exact same time. And ours will be, you know, 75% less than theirs.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Well, that's amazing. I you know, I haven't had the privilege of going down there yet, but I definitely have to put it on my to-do list. Because it sounds like the kind of place that I would really like to go to. Let's talk a little bit about the fact that here we are. The governor was on the radio this week and on television this week talking about how Rhode Island is doing in the current situation. Mm-hmm. Not to shed a shadow on our program today, but it's the elephant in the room. Mm-hmm. How is Fun dealing with the fact that you know, we're in this current pandemic, and how do you handle customers, 6 foot distancing, and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it's been a challenge. We have a very loyal group of customers. We're, I think, unlike any other retail store for so many reasons, but one of them is we just have the most amazing customer base. We have not had really anyone come in and complain about a mask. We require masks. We have a massive jug of hand sanitizer at the front, and everyone takes a generous squirt on their way in. We haven't had to limit the number of people coming in, but we do have a limit that we will enforce should we need to. I will say we haven't had as much foot traffic since we reopened on May 20th. But the sales have been great. So we're healthy. We're not going anywhere. But we just have had everybody be super respectful. And when we were closed for those 2 months, I thought we'd just be closed. But our fabulous customers reached out and said, I want to buy from you. I want to support you. How do we do this? It happened to be around Easter. I said, okay, let's do Easter baskets. So folks would call me, give me the ages of their kids, their interests, how much they wanted to spend. And then I got to play Easter Bunny, which was absolutely fabulous.
I can see you all dressed up with the with the floppy ears.
Oh, yeah. So I would put together these great baskets for folks and put them out for pickup, curbside pickup. And honestly, the generosity of our customers and their trust in us to let them choose for their kiddos We paid our rent the 2 months we were closed on custom Easter baskets and on puzzles.
That's great.
And we didn't mark up our puzzles like so many people did on the internet. You know, you'd see puzzles for $50, ridiculous prices. We kept them at wholesale. We sold over 450 puzzles in a month.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. Could I have made double the money? I could have, because people would have paid it.
Yeah.
But we really, our pricing approach at Fun is the opposite of what most stores do. Most stores look at an item and think, how much can I get away with charging for this? We don't think that way. We look at an item, I negotiate as best I can to make it fair for my suppliers and for us. And then I look at the item and say, how low can I price this and still pay all of our staff a very livable wage and keep the lights on?
It seems like, you know, we've heard in the news, there's been stories of some of the businesses that have decided to close because of people being arrogant or whatever. Just like in anything, there's two sides to the story.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like your side of your story is that people are respecting you because you respect them. So it's a two-way street.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just say, oh, everybody's being arrogant, I'm closing.
Right. I really do have to say that. So I never even worked in retail before I bought Fun, which sounds crazy. But Janice Albamonte, who started the company, was a fabulous consultant, is a very dear friend of mine, still lives above the store. She and I talk business almost every morning over coffee. And she said, this is different. And in fact, we just hired a new employee. And I said, almost never will someone come in and be rude. It just doesn't happen here.
Mm-hmm.
People will not balk at the rules. They will be pleasant. You will have belly laughs every single day at work with the staff and with the customers. And it's true. And she's been with us for almost 3 weeks now. And she's worked retail in other places. And she said, this place is like a fairy tale.
Well, that's an amazing story. You know, you're talking about hiring someone new when most businesses are struggling to just stay open and furloughing and laying people off and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great thing. Is there a website people can look at?
They can. And our website is really just a placeholder for us. Mm-hmm. We've had so many folks ask us if we can sell online. But the way we get our merchandise is makes it very tough to do online.
Sure, I get it, it's gone.
Yeah, we get it. It's gone. By the time I post it, it's gone. I literally am going and digging through warehouses and loading up a truck and bringing it back. So it's not nice and tidy like a lot of retail shops that get a beautiful invoice and beautiful pictures they can upload.
But the hours of operation are there.
Yeah, sure. And it's this funsampleoutlet.com. And we're on Instagram and Facebook at Fun Sample Outlet. We're open every single day, all year round. We're gluttons for punishment.
Every day?
Christmas, okay. New Year's. I think I counted up one day. We're closed 7 days a year.
Wow.
And that is really it. We're 10 to 6 every day except for Sunday. Sundays we're 12 to 5.
Excellent. All right. And if people have questions, do you have things like a telephone in the store?
We do. We have a telephone.
A lot of people don't have those anymore. So.
Yeah. If they want to call Fun and check in, if they're looking for something in particular, it's 860-535-9335. And they can call in. We have a whole host of Stonington products too. Really nobody carries those. We had so many people coming in saying, I can find everything that says Mystic on it. Where's something that says Stonington? So we have everything from ball caps to t-shirts. We work with local artists, and one of them does etching on glassware that has Stonington, has everything, and you can customize all of that. $6.50 a glass. I mean, really. Wow.
I want to get a little bit more into the Stonington stuff. That sounds very interesting. But we're going to take a short break right now, and we'll be back with more Fun. Welcome back to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, having a very pleasant morning, sitting with Kyle Anderson, the owner of Fun. Now, that sounds funny to say. You own fun.
I do.
That, I mean, wouldn't most people love to own fun?
Probably.
Do you get royalties from other people that think they're having fun?
No, but that is a really good idea. Yeah. Another income stream is never a bad idea.
If somebody's having fun, they should owe you money because you own it.
I think I'll trademark that right after we're done here.
There you go. All right. Well, Fun is an interesting store. It's located in Stonington Borough, Connecticut. And we were just talking about some of the items you have, speaking of Stonington, Stonington, as far as tourists are concerned, might be a stepsister to Mystic, because Mystic has everything.
Yeah.
And then a much nicer place, quite frankly, is Stonington Borough.
We always say it's the quiet, you know, if people don't want the crowds, they don't want all the, you know, the touristy stuff of
you
Mystic.
You have no McDonald's there.
We don't, and we love it. And we do have a Noah's, though, which is the best breakfast in the whole entire world.
Really?
Oh.
I love breakfast places.
Oh, if you haven't eaten at Noah's on Water Street in the Stonington Borough, you're missing out.
Now that leads me to other questions. You were very quick to promote another business. You know, is that something that happens in that community?
It is. We're all on the same team. I'm the president of the Stonington Borough Merchants Association, and we really work. We understand that for all of our businesses to survive, we all have to support each other, and we really do. For example, at Fun, we have a private label coffee that one of my dogs passed, and I wanted to do something for her. I know, I'm getting there. Let me connect the dots.
No, I just want to make sure they get that with the comma in there. You have coffee that your dog passed. I don't think that was right. You mean your dog passed. Now the story continues.
Yes. Okay. I wanted to do something to honor her. So we partnered with Social Coffee Roasters, which is in the borough. And we did a private label coffee called Bella's Rescue Brew. And 100% of the proceeds go to Rescue. Rescue dog organization.
And I presume Bella was the name
Bella
of the dog.
Bella was my girl. Okay. And we get people in. We do a lot of marketing at Fun. And so oftentimes when people come to the borough, we're their first stop. And they very often say, well, where can I grab a bite? What else is there to do here? Mm-hmm. Because we're not on the main street. So we always direct them to Water Street, which is dotted with antique stores, with clothing. There's not a restaurant where you can get a bad meal. Everything down there is really, really good. Beautiful beach. It's a really a little hidden gem. And once people find the Stonington Borough, they come back every single year.
Right. It is a great spot. I have been there a few times. The center.
Water Street.
You know, the cultural center.
Oh, the Historical Society?
Yeah, and next to that is, where's...
There's a lighthouse museum. There's New England Science and Sailing down there.
Right.
There are vineyards to go through. I mean, there's really just so much to do. And if you pop into most of the businesses down there, they should have a historical walking tour. We had all of those printed up. So you can grab those at pretty much any business in Stonington and spend the day. And the inn at Stonington is fabulous. Anybody that stays there absolutely comes back.
And it's only probably $20 a night. Well, we won't get into that. But
I don't know what their current rates are, but it's worth it.
Okay. All right. It is a beautiful spot, so check it out. I want to go back to something we started to talk about, and I sidetracked you, and that's the... you mentioned the private label coffee, mm-hmm. but you have Stonington items that can be personalized.
We do. So, you know, we started the Stonington items thinking they would be for the tourists. And yes, some tourists do buy them. But really what it is we find that folks are buying them to give as gifts to folks that have moved away from Stonington. And so our locals were, once again, our biggest customers, which we love. We love serving our local community. We'll take the tourists too. They're the sprinkles on top, but really our locals are our primary focus. So we have Stonington t-shirts, ball caps, All of the regular stuff, but nice high-end quality
and
garments.
And when you say personalize it, you do that right there on the spot?
No. So we work with an artist in town. He used to have a gallery down on Water Street, and he does etchings on glass.
Oh.
And so we have stemless wine glasses. We have rocks glasses that say Stonington. Some of them just have etchings of, you know, a shell or a...
Right.
An anchor or whatever, but he can customize any of those. We have people that come in and order them with the name of their cottage or their last name.
Mm-hmm.
And they're $650 a glass, even if they're custom done.
Wow.
He does all kinds of...
The $650 in addition to the glass?
No, the $650 is for the glass,
and
etched, all wrapped up and done.
Wow.
Yeah, so...
I got to go there instead of getting my glasses at the... gas station like I used to.
And it's great because he'll do a whole variety. In fact, he just brought in a new shipment. So if you want, you know, a set of whales on your glasses or shells. But what I encourage people to do is if you're going to buy 4 or 8, get different ones. Then you know whose drink is who. I've got the whale, you've got the shell, you've got the anchor. So that works really well. He does a lot of other things for us. Canvas bags that say Stonington, you know, magnets, postcards, all of that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, some of the product that you carry, we talked during the break, money goes somewhere else other than into your pocket.
Yeah. I'm a big believer in it, and our staff is as well, as giving back. So when we have groups coming in and asking for support locally, we do that every time we can, whether it's a softball team or the theater group. But a lot of the products that we get give back in a global way. So one of the things we choose not to do is buy throwaway garments. So those are the things you would buy really cheaply at some of these very big stores that are meant to not even last a full season. They're made cheaply, and we all know why. So we don't buy those kinds of things. What you buy, the garments you'll buy from Fun are beautiful. They'll last for years. And we do American made and fair trade whenever possible. We know that most of our customers want to be part of something that's bigger than themselves and support a worthy cause and make a difference. So we make an effort to work with companies that do just that. For example, Banded, they make headbands and scarves. They donate 3 meals for every purchase to those in need. I mentioned our Bella's Rescue Brew. We donate that money to the Animal House, which is a dog rescue group. We work with Blue Q. They have silly and obnoxious socks and bags. They're super popular.
What's the name of the company again?
Blue Q. They're okay. Out of Pittsfield, Mass. They are fabulous human beings. Their warehouse, every job that can be filled with someone with a developmentally disabled person is filled.
Mm-hmm.
And then they give 1% of their profits back to Doctors Without Borders every single year.
Wow.
And we're very excited. We're going to start working with a local farm in North Stonington called Sundog Farm. They rescue goats. They rescue dogs. And they're just wonderful people. They are now turning their goat milk into soap and selling it to support their rescue efforts.
You know, I must admit, I've heard about rescue cats, rescue dogs. There's not a lot of people I know that have rescue goats.
Okay, so I went out and visited the farm, and they are hysterical. It's like a pack of 25 dogs because they've handled them. The ones that were adults, they've really handled them, so they're used to being around people, and then they just keep having babies, and they're handled since birth. And it's like walking around in a pack of dogs. They want to come up. They want to touch you. If you sit down, they'll climb on your back. But it's a wonderful farm, a wonderful organization. And we'll start having their soap in the middle of August. And 100% of those proceeds will go back to support the farm.
Wow. That's great stuff. So Fun is fun, and it also has some meaning to it. It's not just not all fun and frivolity, but dietitian turned retail expert.
Mm-hmm.
That's an amazing transition. How about your family? How did they go along with this when you came home one day and said, you know what?
Husband went kicking and screaming, but he's fully on board now. Actually, he had just been laid off from IBM after being a lifelong employee with them. And I wasn't happy in the corporate world. I'd never really been happy in the corporate world, but I thought that's where I was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Somebody told you that long ago.
Somebody told me that, yeah. So, and quite frankly, the money was good and, you know, security, nice benefits, all of that. But once we decided to go ahead and take the leap and, you know, dip our toe into the world of being entrepreneurs, it is my fit. It is absolutely my fit. I never begrudge having to go to work. I love going to fun. I love the people we work with. I look forward to seeing our customers. I miss the ones that haven't been in yet since COVID. My husband is not quite the risk taker that I am. They always say somebody's got to be the sail, somebody's got to be the anchor.
Right.
So I'm the sail, obviously. So he's gone back part-time into corporate world, but we still run the company together. And we have 14-year-old twin girls, and they love it because they can come in and, you know, play store and well, help. And
I would hope they would help a lot.
They do. Mm-hmm. They actually run the entire toy room. So when it's stocked and looks perfectly organized and looks like the cover of a magazine, it's because my daughters did it. So.
Well, that's a great thing to have. It's a great way to grow up. I'm sure there's lots of great memories that are happening for them. Very different than most people have growing up. So that's a nice thing.
Yeah, I worked. My dad has a jewelry store. And I always worked there. I think he thought he was paying me to try on jewelry, but I probably Windexed the glass and wrapped a few gifts in between. But I definitely learned my customer service and putting the customer and our staff first from him. And I think when you have customers as great as we do and you have staff that really sticks around, Anne has been with us. I mean, I've only owned the company for 4 years, but she's been with Fun for 13 years.
13 years.
Nobody stays in retail 13 years,
no.
Even the owners.
No, I know.
And they miss us when we're not there. You know, when we were closed for 2 months, they were itching to come in. And I just worked in too many places where the culture was not what you wanted it to be. And I said, I'm not going to do that. This is going to be a place where people want to come to work. They're happy to be here. And I think it's reflected in our customers and in the vibe that is fun. We often have people come in. I've had more than one person say, this is like the Cheers of shopping.
Everybody knows you. Right?
That's right. And we do know most of our customers by name. And if not by name, certainly by face.
Mm-hmm.
And it just feels like going home every day when we go to work.
Well, this is great. It's a wonderful opportunity for people in that area to take advantage of some great discounts on high-end merchandise. And I'm glad you were able to come in today and explain the difference, because I'm sure a lot of people, when they hear the name Fun, think, you know, it's a bunch of squirt guns and water balloons.
Well, we do have that too.
Well, there you go. All right. But they probably don't expect to get a nice dress or a nice sweater. So that's good that you were able to explain that. Appreciate you coming in today. Let's give everybody the address one more time before we close up here.
Okay. Fun is located at 71 Cutler Street in Stonington. We're just outside the borough. And we have ample parking, too, which is always a big plus.
Ample parking at, what, $25, $30 a car?
Or if you spend $100, we let you park for free. No, it's always free parking right
free
up front.
Free parking.
Yeah, of course.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
All right. And there is a website, but that's mostly there for hours of operation and things like that.
Yeah,
And the website, one more time,
is funsampleoutlet.com. The best way to follow us is on Instagram or Facebook at Fun Sample Outlet. We post pictures and events pretty much daily of new merchandise and sales and whatnot.
Well, that keeps people up to date that way. Kyle, thank you so much for coming in today. It's great to spend time with you, and I hope everyone has fun.
Thank you, Mike. Take care.
We'll see you all next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's presentation of Company Break. I'm Mike Maino, hoping you have a great weekend.